Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Mouth!
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off.
Welcome to Mouthing Off. This is Fat Steady Mansfield, better known as the Continental Lover, a rich woman's lover and a poor girl's dream. And I'd like to welcome the 2 million Mouthing Off Nation listeners each and every week. And also, my lovely co-host, the one and the only, Patricia Summerlin, Sunny, the California girl. How are you doing, Patricia?
I'm doing great, Eddie. How are you?
I couldn't be better. Man, what a show we have for today. Fox, we got Fox's new number one broadcast team. What do you think about that one?
I think that's pretty awesome. And hey, the sale of the Angels. Wow. That should be an interesting talk.
Absolutely. And the NFL. And you talk about the Angels. That's really interesting because that's going to change the landscape of baseball in SoCal. That way, the poor Angel fans has been suffering so many years. It's just unbelievable. So it's really good for baseball, and it's really good for the fans for a change.
Oh, I agree, Eddie. You know, I think the last time the Angels won was, back in 2002 or 2003, something like that. It was just so long ago. And I'm a true Angels lover, guys. So, yeah, this is gonna be big change for California. God knows we need it. And, hey, yay for Angels.
Yes, and A for the owner selling it because he doesn't deserve it. He doesn't deserve fans that's been that loyal to a team that sucked all the time. And, you know, the Angels used to be great. You know, when I can remember as a kid, Gene Autry used to own the California Angels before they became L.A. Angels, the Anaheim Angels, and whatever Angels, you know. But the Angels are a great team. Yeah, the Halos, that's it.
And the Halos.
And they were really, really good, and I appreciate it. But let me tell you about it. We're also going to be talking about the NFL. And, you know, something, the NFL is starting to heat up and it's really getting excited. And, you know, something, we're going to be talking about guys coming up real soon. That's not for long league, it stands for. And we'll be right back with more Mouthing Off right after this.
Hey, jabronis, Mouthing Off will return.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm. Created by pest control professionals, Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm. Lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
If you want to start the semester strong, Staples has you covered.
A gaming chair for my dorm. I mean, a desk chair for studying.
Staples has you covered.
A better way to organize my stuff instead of using milk crates.
A desk lamp to help me pull all-nighters.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off desks, filing and storage solutions, lighting and decor with the purchase of any chair. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 9/24. In-store only.
With our newest unlimited plan, everyone's welcome. Introducing Welcome Unlimited from Verizon for just $30 a line per month for 4 lines with autopay plus taxes and fees. Our best priced unlimited plan ever.
Did he say $30?
Yep, $30 a line for the whole family. The network you want, the price you love. Switch to Verizon today. Paper-free billing required. Unlimited 5G nationwide 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be on Welcome Unlimited and are eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic talk, text, and data usage only. Data roaming at 2G speeds.
You know what a booster shot can be like? Charging a cell phone. Just like a cell phone charger helps restore your battery, a booster is given after a primary series vaccination to enhance or restore protection against COVID-19, which wanes over time. Boosters are recommended for people 5 years and older. Schedule a booster appointment as soon as eligible. You can even make the appointment on your phone, as long as it's charged. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Welcome back to Mouth and All, the only sports show that counts all around the world. And I'm joined by none other than Patricia Summerlin. How you doing, Patricia?
Doing great. Ready to get this show going. We got some great topics to discuss today. Yay.
Hey, you're not going to believe Fox's new number one broadcast team. And then, as you know, and all the listeners know, that the NFL is made for television. Expert commentary, the sounds, slow motion replays makes it ideal for viewing fans.
This is so true. It makes it more interesting. And, you know, for some of us that really like the live games to watch it on TV, it's pretty cool. The slow motion replays, gotta love them, Eddie. I really do.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, how about the new team, Kevin Burkett and Greg Olson, and they're joining the Miss Lovely, Erin Andrews and Tom Rinaldi to form the new A-Team on Fox.
Well, that's going to be really interesting because when you look at Erin Andrews and Tom Rinaldi, they're really, really experienced. Kevin Bernhardt and Greg Olson. Well, Greg Olson has done some color, but they kind of throw him in a hot seat. And you know, when it's tough. I've always been told as an ex-athlete, never follow legends. And because it's really tough on you. And as you know, bro, that you can't always follow legends. You know, it's like the poor guy in New England that's tried to follow Tom Brady. That's just not really possible. And, you know, yeah, Patricia, yeah, when you look at it makes it tough.
Yeah, it's a tough act to follow indeed, you know, and Erin Andrews, I got to love her anyway, because she's a fellow 5'10", beautiful, tall, slim girl like I am at 5'10", and we have the voice to reckon with, and boy, does she, and I'm so very proud of her, and she always kicks butt in that arena against the men, so well, hey, yeah, good luck with that.
Absolutely, and you know, the guy you're co-hosting this show with, me and John Cook broke Erin Andrews in the business in Tampa doing the Lightning. And so my hat's always off to Erin. And I think the world of her, and she's sweet as she can be. And she's like one of the boys, you know. We just get it done. And I'm really interested in what Fox is going to do. And it's going to be interesting. And it's like I was saying, following legends. Patricia, who were they following?
I know. They're following 20 years of Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. And for sure, Troy Aikman is one of my favorites. So, hey, yeah, That is a tough act to follow, indeed.
Yeah, and you know, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, they follow the greatest team of all time, Pat Summerall and John Madden.
Oh,
and
yes.
So they stepped it up, Patricia. And
they
when
sure
you
did.
Look at it,
they
I mean,
sure
when
did.
You look at it, a 20-year run at one network is really, really strong, and Joe Buck and Troy Aikman are one heck of a team. That's how come ESPN wanted they gave Troy Aikman all that money, and then Troy enticed Joe Buck to leave Fox to go to ESPN, and now we're going to see if these guys can step it up.
We'll see, all right. But not only that, remember the Monday Night Football, Eddie? Frank Gifford.
Oh, wow.
Dandy Don Meredith and Howard
Cosell.
Yep. Right there.
Yeah,
Howard Cosell.
Oh, absolutely.
Do I need to say more?
No. When I was living in New York, I'll tell you a story. I used to have breakfast with Howard every Thursday and on Madison Avenue at the diner. And Howard was something else, man. He was one of a kind, and there's nobody like Dandy Don Meredith. Turn out the lights, the party's over. You remember that, Patricia?
There we go. Hey, yeah, no, but I like your singing, Eddie. Keep it going. Let's hear the rest of the song.
I can tell you what. You know, the guy who put the ESPN crew together and really put ESPN on the air is the guy who broke me in the television business, and that's Mr. Rune Arledge. And I've been so blessed to learn from the best in the television business, and I've tried to carry on his legacy in a positive manner, and you know, I've done pretty good, you know, as a television producer. I've produced over 1,000 hours of television, you know, and thanks to Rune Arledge, I've been blessed to do that. And when you look at ESPN today, it's not the same, but now they're getting back. They're finally getting back, Patricia, to what made them. And then when you look at Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, they got the personalities that Monday Night Football needs to bring back the viewers, because they lost it with Gruden and Onionhead.
Sure,
I mean, who was McDonough, that's his name, but Sean McDonough.
I like Onionhead better.
Yeah, because you know, I look at, as a producer, I looked at the light shining on his head, and I'm like, going, man, you better put something over that light, because you're gonna give this boy sunburn on that onion head, and so now we got a real team, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman on ESPN. Oh,
that's
wow.
The A team, Eddie.
Is an A team. And when you look at some of the greatest announcers and teams we just mentioned, Kevin Bernhardt and Greg Olsen are going to have to really step up their game, because they're in the midst of legends. And that's the problem.
Yeah.
I told you, Patricia, do never follow a legend, because it's just tough to do.
That's right. Well, I've listened to many Sunday games with Pat Summerall and the wonderful John Madden, so... Yeah, it's going
to
be.
Yeah, you remember the show that you and me did, you know, saluting to Coach Madden,
right.
and all the stuff that he's accomplished. And he was just a wonderful
amazing
human being.
Amazing history. Yeah.
Oh, he was. I mean, he was one of the greatest coaches ever. You know, you talk about Vince Lombardi. Well, you better put John Madden right next to Vince Lombardi, because he won and he always would win. And he made the Raiders what they are today. And I really don't know what the Raiders are today, but he made the Raiders really, really great in the day.
Well, I know they just celebrated their 60th anniversary, the Raiders. Go Raiders. You know, my blacks, as I say, black and gold.
Yeah.
I'm a Raider.
Yeah,
girl,
I've been a Raider fan. I'm a bad guy, you know, normally. And so...
You're that heel through and through.
Yeah, I'm a heel at heart. And so I was a heel in professional wrestling. And, you know, I'm a baby face in life. And so it makes it real tough on me, because I'm a bad boy all the time, but I try to be a good bad boy. And so when you look at the Raiders, the Raiders are the bad boys of the NFL. And when the Raiders are good, that makes the NFL better, Patricia. You notice that?
I agree. But then again, I also like Rams, so I have to throw in the Rams. When the Rams are playing good, I'm very happy as well, Eddie. You know.
Yeah, well, you sound one of those, you know, I'm going to go with the team that's winning this year.
Almost, but you know how I represent my four teams that, you know,
absolutely.
I was, after all, the poster girl for four of the strongest teams, starting with New England Patriots or New England Pats, however you guys want to say it out there, the Raiders, Rams, and Miami Dolphins back in the late 80s, though, that is. The Dolphins need to, you know, improve their game. But yeah, I'm a proud
Pats
girl.
And the Pats
teams.
Need to improve their game. And, you know, that's when you really notice how great a quarterback Tom Brady was. And I'm not going to take anything away from the coach, Bill Belichick. But Bill Belichick, we're going to really see if he can actually really coach with Mac Jones. And it's going to be interesting, Patricia. And I just can't wait for the NFL season to start. And I'm excited because I'm going to be going to a lot of games. And you know, I'm going to be in the great state of Texas for a long time, and I want to enjoy that. And I got media passes that gets me in anywhere, Patricia. That's what I like. So,
hey, that's great.
You know, that's the main
thing.
Great
deal. That's right. Up close and personal.
And when you talk about Pat Summerall and John Madden, oh, my goodness gracious. And they just lit the NFL up. They were two powerhouse announcers. And John Madden was one of the best color commentators in the history of television. You know, he was Jackie Gleason of the coaches. You know, you never knew what John Madden would say, and that's what was really neat. He could take that telestrator and just do a whole game just with that thing. He didn't need any help. He could entertain you like you were standing in front of him. And that's why everybody loved him so much. Not only did he know the game, Patricia, but he could entertain at the same time.
Yeah, I agree. He's
Who was your favorite announcer?
You know, I'd have to say Howard Cosell, just because of his voice. It radiated everywhere he was. You know, Howard Cosell is a living legend in my mind. So, you know, and I think in a lot of people's. John Madden would be very close up there. So I agree with you, Eddie. Absolutely.
You know what's really strange about Howard Cosell, and for all you know, listeners, I want to bring this up. You know what's really odd is that the guy made Muhammad Ali, and Muhammad Ali made him, and they both died of Parkinson's disease. And it makes you wonder if they didn't pick that up somewhere, you know, along the way, somehow, somewhere, and, you know, these remote countries, they were doing all these crazy fights and stuff. And it makes you wonder, did they get it from the water or did they get it from food or, you know, I mean, it's really strange that they both died of the same thing.
Yeah, that's something. But yeah, let's hope not. I think maybe monkeypox. comes from the water. Who knows what they're saying? Let's hope not. But I think
don't
it's
call
just
me up.
Coincidence.
Yeah, don't call me up and say, "Hey, I got monkeypox." Guess what?
I know, right?
Hey, hold that monkey, because mouth and off will be right back after this.
All over the world.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call EasyKnock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, EasyKnock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call EasyKnock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Now then, all over the world.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
All over the world.
You just didn't say that, boy. I guarantee you. Let me tell you something, Patricia. That I want to make sure that you're holding that monkey, bro, and holding it tight. You understand?
My monkey's right there, and he swings from morning till night, Eddie. How about that? That's my lucky monkey.
Well, that's kind of like my monkey. Swings from 24/7.
That stops for me getting that monkey pox. What kind of crap is that anyway?
Don't be hanging with them monkeys too much, bro.
Keep them inside.
You know, we got
some
sad news. Hey, yes. Patricia, we got some real sad news coming out of Kansas City. Hall of Fame quarterback and broadcaster Lynn Dawson died at the age of 87.
That's really sad. Lynn worked with the Chiefs for nearly half a century. 14 years as a quarterback and 33 years as a broadcast analyst. That's incredible. I mean, what a legend.
Oh, that's amazing.
Right?
Oh, he is a legend. Yes, he is. And, you know, he was in one of the first Super Bowls, you know, Kansas City and, you know, Green Bay. And when you look at Lynn Dawson and you remember him and Hank Stram on the sidelines, you know, when you were a kid growing up. And that's when football was really football. They didn't put all this politics in it and all the crap they got in it now.
Oh, and money and too. Don't forget money, Eddie.
Well, yeah, it's all about the money,
isn't it?
Well, it's all about the money. Right. And I've always said that anything that has professional in front of it is all about the money. And
like
it's
wrestling?
So true, isn't it?
Like wrestling?
Oh, you think? Let me tell you something.
Died, but not for us.
You got, they steal the money. just like that old whoremonger. Vince McMahon, he got caught, you know, paying off this woman of $3 million.
Oh yeah,
that he's been sleeping with, and then he had four more on the side. He was going to pay $14 million, you know, but he can't pay his guys that kind of money. But he can pay a bunch of whores that kind of money. I mean, come on, you know, there's no sense in that. But everybody else can go die and get beat up, and you know, it's like me. I'm banged up because of all the stuff that I did. But the bottom line is these promoters are promoters and they're thieves and they really don't care about anybody but themselves. And that proved it.
Right, right. I just got through a major surgery thanks to my wrestling career. My stomach was up in my lungs. I couldn't breathe. So, hey, I get it. I know. And as females, by the way, today is the day of women, as I say. It's our day. Femininity and
I'm happy.
Shout out to us women. But, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And hold that monkey, bro, like it ain't never been held before. You got the power.
How about the
power? Hold that monkey.
That's right. We should play the funky monkey right now. Woohoo.
Yeah.
Let's get it going. Yeah. No,
we're
talking about quarterbacks.
Yep. Yeah. Talking about quarterbacks. Did you hear that Derek Carr of the Raiders was asked about UFC's Dana White brokering a deal in 2020 for Tom Brady and Gronk to play in Vegas?
That's believable. I can believe that. You know, even Tom Brady was looking for homes in Las Vegas. I wonder how his wife feels about that. But that's how close it was to happening, I heard.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what's really, you know, that's cool. All of a sudden, that stupid John Gruden, you know, and I've produced John a million times if I've done it once. And John blew up the deal and said he didn't want Tom Brady. And all hell broke loose, I guess so. I mean, who in the world but him would say they don't want Tom Brady?
Would say that. That's pure stupidity. You've got that right,
yeah.
Eddie. Jesus. Well, oh, my gosh.
You remember when we talked about him, you know, on the keys? He was a power player on the keys, you know, on the computer. Remember? And it cost him $100 million deal. And now you see why it cost him $100 million, because you don't want Tom Brady. Oh, well,
screen warrior. Know. What a dodo bird, as we say. But, you know, a team by the name
monkey.
Of, right. Hold that monkey. But the team named of, as we know, Tampa Bay Bucks wanted him, and he won them a Super Bowl. Of course he did. Good old Tom Brady.
Hey, bro, let me tell you something. While you're grabbing that monkey, Derek Carr, just remember the Raiders motto: win, baby, win. And that means like a Super Bowl win.
That's right.
So far, the Raiders have done nothing but stink the league up. And, you know, with John Gruden, what is John Gruden going to do? Somebody's going to hire him sometime, somewhere. I don't know which team will do that, but I think there's going to be some real coaching changes coming up, Patricia, like in Dallas, maybe.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's in a situation where, you know, you need to win. You just can't keep messing around. You know, I don't understand. I was so glad to see Matthew Stafford go to the Los Angeles Rams, where he could show the whole league
and all the
billions of fans worldwide just how really good he is. And
indeed,
when you play with a team like the Detroit Lions, I mean, for God's sake, you're never going to win anything. No,
exactly.
You're talking about holding your monkey. You holding your monkey every week. And it's like sad, isn't it?
Well, they let the lion out of the cage, and that was Matthew Stafford. And thank God he's on the Rams, because he is really good. And I'd like to see him go further and even, you know, rise as far as a Tom Brady. He could, because
he's got all
those factors. You know,
well, you know, so he's always had him. He's always had him, bro. But the bottom line is, it's hard to use the talent when you're laying on your back all the time or running for your life. And with Detroit, they had a team. It was just not even an NFL caliber team. And when you look at that poor guy, he reminds me of when I was a kid and was watching Archie Manning, you know, Peyton Manning's and Eli's dad running around with the New Orleans Saints for his life. You know, he stayed in his hometown, and he got beat up and he got punchy, and Archie was better than Peyton, and he had to run for his life, and that's what I see it at Matthew Stafford. Thank God, after 13 years, he went to L.A. And Patricia,
your
guys
right.
are blessed to have him. You know that?
That's right. Indeed. I was sure happy to see that. Yay for my Rams. You know, and I got to say, bro, is it hoes before bros or bros before hoes? Would that be a Vince
McMahon
thing?
No, it's monkey, then bros. Monkey,
you know,
bro. Monkey bro, Patricia. Monkey bro.
I think that's a Vince McMahon saying. Hoes.
No, you a monkey bro.
Well,
you're the one that brought it up about the bros. So.
Oh, I didn't. That was a typo, hon. But yeah, we can make that go forever.
That's what they all say.
So, yeah, indeed.
But you know, when you look at like the Tampa Bay Bucks, here's the Raiders. Brand new stadium, brand new everything, right? And you had the chance to bring in the best quarterback in the NFL. And you're telling him that, no, we don't want you.
No.
I mean, what is wrong with you? I mean, it's like you got mental problems. You really do. Because if you don't want a Tom Brady and a Gronk, well, Tampa Bay says, oh, please, could you come on down here? We got sunshine. We got blue skies and we got beautiful water and beautiful beaches, fine looking women. Come on down here. And that's what he did.
Exactly.
And what did he do? He won him a Super Bowl, Patricia.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. As we know it. Gruden's a little dried up, I think. I don't know. he's prudent. Gruden is prudent. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, it's sad that. That he went that way, because he had a lot of good years in coaching, and I think that when he went to ESPN he got the monkey curse, and and when he got that monkey curse, that was it for him. And you know, every day he'd go on that sideline, that monkey was slapping him right on his butt, saying, "Hey, you're not that good, boy. You're just really not that good, bro." And he showed that he's not that good. And maybe his players were just a lot better, because he had some great ball players down in Tampa. I can guarantee you that. And he won with who used to coach the Baltimore Colts? He's a commentator on NBC now. Trying to think of his name.
The Colts were never my favorite team. So yeah.
No, they're not mine either. But Tony Dungy. Yeah. Tony Dungy used to coach Tampa Bay, and when they replaced Tony Dungy, John Gruden went in there and won that Super Bowl with Tony Dungy's team, and I know that for a fact. And so, because I was covering and doing a lot of NFL at that time, and it was just sad to see Tony, because he built them up from nothing, and then have one guy come in and get all the glory, and Tony went to Indianapolis, where he finally won a Super Bowl with Peyton Manning. And so when you look at things on a wide scale, Gruden is really a screw-up, isn't he, Patricia?
Yes, he is, as of late. Yeah, like I said, I think he's worrying about Tom's age, or we all are, but I think it's more him. I think he's getting a bit senile on his decisions. Just saying. Maybe he's got a monkey on his back, Eddie. What do you think?
Yo, he's got more than a monkey on his back. I can guarantee that. Hey, that bro is stroking that monkey a little bit too hard. Just pet him. Don't squeeze him, because everything you're doing is wrong and it's not working. And it makes me sad to see, you know, a guy go to the top, and then, you know, always remember this. Treat him good on the way up, Patricia, because you're going to meet him on the way back down.
Well, that's true. You need a landing pad. And you know what I say? We'll be right back with more Mouthing Off.
All over the world.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward into art class.
A 4-foot replica of the Statue of Liberty using elbow macaroni?
With glue and art supplies from Staples.
By tomorrow.
Right now at Staples, 1-inch binders are only $1.99 each. Plus select backpacks are 50% off. Everything on your list at amazing prices. Staples, this year we're not going back. We're going forward to school. In-store only, ends 8/27, limit 30 on binders.
Hi, Tom Baudet here. Just back from the Baudet family reunion, and honestly, I'm a little baffled by my nephew. Last reunion, he was still bouncing on my knee. Now he's hitting his head on ceiling fans. Good thing they stayed at Motel 6, where there's comfy beds with plenty of room to stretch out on. And great low rates, because, you know, teenagers, eating a week's worth of groceries for lunch. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on. For you.
Now then, all over the world.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off, the only sports show that counts all around the world. Isn't that right, Patricia?
It sure is. What are we talking about on this segment, Eddie? I know we got a lot of good things going, like power rankings and 1 to 10 polls and the hot seat. We're watching for coaches and players. Hey, that's what's up first.
Hey, brother. Hey, bro, who's up first?
No, hey, I knew you were going to say that, bro. I love this. Number one, Buffalo Bills. Woohoo! The hot seat offensive coordinator, Ken Dorsey. That name Ooh. Sounds familiar, right? Better get that offense moving, because guess what? He's got one of the best quarterbacks in Josh Allen in the NFL.
Yes, he does. And he better learn to start writing better plays, because you know, they kind of bombed, you know, in the playoffs. And when you look at an offensive coordinator, you got to step it up in the playoffs. You know, it that's the time you got to shine. Patricia, you know that.
That's,
you know, it's kind of like that monkey shine. You got to have that monkey shine. And if you don't shine like that monkey and play really good, you know, you're just another bros going home. And that's it.
That's true. I used to shine like that in the ring. Of course, I lost, but Sonny always shined.
Yeah, you know, but see, especially the difference in you and me, I didn't lose very much at all.
I was going to say, and you didn't lose. You were a heel. I was a baby face.
Yeah, I didn't lose. I if I had to cheat to win, I just did whatever I needed to do, because I am the continental lover, a rich woman's love, and the poor girl's dream. 230 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal. And I love to win, and I did win a lot. I used to be a top 10 in the business, top 10 most hated, top 10 in the tag team, top 10 for the world heavyweight belt. You know something? You know, and when it comes down to it, you know, Tampa Bay Buccaneers are kind of like that too. And the guys in the hot seat is QB Kyle Trex. Well, that was a real tough pick there, wasn't it? You know something? You think that this guy's going to beat Tom Brady out?
No way, no how.
I mean, it's that, you know, please. Only QB in Tampa is Tom Brady. And remember that I said this. Tampa Bay is going to the Super Bowl this year.
Shoot, I'll remember that, Eddie. But I still like to say, you know, let's hope for the Rams this year. I'm sorry, you know.
Hey, bro, let me tell you.
They've been there.
You just squeeze
Raiders,
that monkey and
Raiders?
Just wish.
I know. I need to say that. Hey. Squeezing it hard, okay?
You squeeze that monkey hard, because I guarantee you, the Tampa Bay is going to the Super Bowl this year.
All right. I know. But I just had, you know, Tom, he has enough rings, okay? Let's pass it on to somebody else.
Mention your L.A. Rams. What's up with them?
I know. They're number three, L.A. Rams, okay? Hot seat, S. Taylor Rapp. Is that like a rap?
Yeah.
I know Taylor Rapp. Yep. He's entering his last year of his rookie contract, so that's good. L.A. drafted two safeties, Quinton Lake and Russ Yeast. Ooh. So, Russ Yeast, does that mean he's number two? He's number two or he's number second? No, I'm just kidding. So,
well,
they might
move. Russ Yeast the second.
I know. I'm being funny. What, yeast? Did you say
you
yeast
funny.
Like the bread? The bread? Is he going to rise?
Yeah.
I don't know. He might move
Rap. He just hopes that monkey can rise up and
he's
swat
moving
that ball.
Rap. He's going to move Rap, right? So Rap and Yeast.
Yeah, he's going to move Rap right out of the game. The Rap's going to be, the Rap's going, he's going to be rapping somewhere else, and it won't be L.A.
Oh, boy. He's going to be breaking bread there with his yeast.
I can't wait to see.
He's number four, Eddie.
You know, I can't wait to see what this is going to do. As you called number four, that's the Kansas City Chiefs. And the hot seat is running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire. The 22 first rounder hasn't been a bust, But he just hadn't been special as a first rounder. So he just might go, Patricia. You know, when you go in the first round, they expect you to really do something and right. and not just show up. Oh, I'm a first rounder. And that's how come they put them on these rookie contracts, because they were getting all this big money and you know, they wouldn't
overpaid.
Do anything.
Overpaid, of course. We can say that.
You think?
Right?
You think? Yeah, most of them, 99% of them are overpaid.
Well,
and that's
hell,
what's so
hell
really
air.
Bad.
I guess Mr. Hell Air is going to go into the air. I don't know. Let's see how he plays. But, you know, number five, we got Cincinnati Bengals. Hey, Cincinnati hot chili, right? Wasn't that hot chili?
Absolutely.
Hot seat. Ellie Apple. Oh, there's another one. What is this? Yeast, apple? I don't know. I'm feeling something there. If the chili doesn't get you, maybe the apple will. No, the memory will.
Or the yeast will.
Right? Apple is on a one-year deal, and the Bengals took Cam Taylor-Britt into the second round of this year's draft. And it could go bye along with the chili. Bye-bye.
Well, yeah, we went over that with you know, many, many moons ago about the Cincinnati chili.
Right? The cinnamon as the kicker.
Yeah, that old nasty tasting stuff. Sorry about all you fans in Cincinnati, but you can keep that damn chili. And so what? You better step it up. You got a great quarterback and you got a great team, but you couldn't beat the LA Rams. And that's that chili. You ate that that chili.
Chair in their head.
Hey, not only that. Hey, they got that monkey bro going with that chili. Yeah. You know
that's
that?
That's it. Yeah. Yeah.
That monkey bro got him
on fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. And that bro went running.
I like cinnamon in my coffee. Does that count? I don't know. I wonder if that would go good with the cinnamon chili. I doubt it. Sounds kind of gross. Anyway,
what about the Green Bay Packers?
Hey, there you go.
You know, with Aaron Rodgers, Mr. Ego, and all this stuff that he's pulling. You know, the Green Bay Packers in the hot seat is left tackle, David Bakara. Well, you know, he's an all-pro. I mean, he's no joke. But after signing – well, I shouldn't say that. But after signing a four-year, $90 million extension, Jabroni has only played a grand total, Patricia, of 474 snaps. In other words, he's got to go.
He's got to go.
See what I mean?
It's time to go. Yeah, like drop kick out of that ring, buddy. You're going to get
it. It's been fun. You got to go.
You got to run. Hey, I've heard that one before,
that's
Eddie.
It.
Where's your Eddie-ism?
It's been fun, but you got to run there, Jackson.
There
you know, it's
go.
Like a drop kick. It's like a drop kick from Sonny. Once you get drop kicked, you're out of the ring. And now
right.
he's going to be off the field. And that's going to be good for the Green Bay Packers. They can save about $90 million that they've wasted.
That's
you know, you
so
notice that a lot of people, bro, that get all this big money, and then all of a sudden they don't play.
Right.
All of a sudden they quit playing. Have you noticed that?
Well, yeah. They're out there taking vacations, living large, living life, you know. That's it. They're having fun.
Yeah.
You think they care? Yeah. They get lazy on that kind of money. Shoot.
And they don't want to play anymore.
No.
And that's sad.
No. But you know what? There's a glow girl that loves number seven, San Francisco 49ers. That'd be Dallas. That's her team. We always butt heads because I think they're terrible. I'm like, I don't like the 49ers. She's like, that's the number one. They're going to win. Watch the Super Bowl this year. She's going to say that. But the hot seat, Mike McGlitchy, another one.
Yeah, McGlitchy.
Interesting. McGlitchy? Let's say
McGlitchy.
Woo. Mike can't stay healthy. Uh-oh. So in the NFL, that means not for long league? What's wrong?
Yeah, that's what the NFL stands for. That's what the NFL stands for. Not for long.
Right, but what kind of healthy is he not? Is he drinking? Is he on steroids?
No, he's just all banged up, and he just can't stay healthy. And he's just one of those. I'm sure he's drinking if he's in San Francisco. You have to drink to live there.
And, yeah, and especially nowadays. Yeah, San Francisco is definitely not the same. Oh,
and, you know, one of my dear friends who passed away a few years ago, and me and Terry Funk's, Terry's best friend, And me and John Ayers and Terry used to run together. John Ayers was number 68 on the 49ers when they won all the Super Bowls with Montana. And Randy Cross was the other guard.
That's right.
But John died of a stomach cancer. And, you know, I was thinking about that when you mentioned the 49ers just then, that, you know, John Ayers, he played such, you know, great football, and he was a big guy. He was 6'8", and just a real great person. And when you look at you know, the stomach cancer and all that, my heart goes out to my dear friend Toby Keith. I want to send our prayers
absolutely
from Malinoff to Toby, and I know you're in for treatment.
It's heartbreaking.
And I hope you get better. And you know, I'm in your corner. And it's just a tough disease. And, you know, you beat it, Patricia.
It's never beat, Eddie. I'm just in remission, my dear. But, yes, thank you. It's once you have cancer, it usually is. It's there, you know. There's
well,
a chosen
a better,
fruit that never comes back.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Toby Keith, hands off. And you know, keep the fight. Keep the good fight. Definitely.
Yeah. So let's go to the L.A. Chargers. And the hot seat is a DL, Jerry Tillery. Chargers declined the fifth season option on his rookie contract. To me, that says you didn't live up to what you needed to live up to. So it's so long. And you know, something, it's been fun. You got to run and don't let the door hit you in the crack where God split you. And,
right,
and just keep moving. Because, you know, if you, in 5 years, you hadn't proven yourself, you don't need to be in the league any longer.
Right.
Correct, Patricia?
Right. Well, and L.A. Chargers, gosh, you know, they used to be a rah-rah team for us Californians. But I got to tell you, they've lost a lot of fans. They've lost a lot.
Yeah, well,
lot
they got such a small stadium now. They play in like a soccer field.
And, right? And yes.
They should have never moved from San Diego. I mean, what are you thinking?
I agree.
I mean, it's like, it's a Rams town. It's a Rams town, and I don't care what people say. It is L.A. Ram town.
Oh, yeah.
And
SoFi
it was never
Stadium
the same.
Is brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when the Rams moved to St. Louis, it just wasn't the same. I mean, you know, even when the Raiders went in, L.A. Raiders, they're the Oakland Raiders. They should be the Las Vegas Raiders, which they are. Oakland doesn't deserve a football team. And bottom line is this, and they have no excuses not to win. They're in a $3 billion facility. They got everything to win. So,
right,
Raiders,
yep,
you got no more excuses.
No more excuses. That's why I say, hey,
and
maybe
bro,
they'll take the Super Bowl. But you know what? Let's go to number nine, Baltimore. Go to number nine, Baltimore Ravens. Hot seat. We've got Patrick Queen. Queen is in critical time. The Ravens will have to decide to exercise its fifth-year option, but Queen didn't turn out to be the every-down middle linebacker the Ravens thought he would be. Another
and
one.
Hey,
that's
let's go to
gotta go.
Let's go to number 10, Dallas Cowboys hot seat Mike McCarthy. He will be the most watched head coach of the season because of Sean Payton's shadow. Look out, fans. There's going to be a change coming in Dallas. How about them Cowboys?
Yeah, that's it. Yeehaw. Let's take it home, baby. Yeah.
Strap yourself in, fans, because Mouthing Off will return right after this.
Mouthing Off all around the world.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water.
Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Mouthing off all over the world.
Hey, welcome back to Mouthing Off All Over the World with Patricia Summerlin and Fast Eddie Mansfield. And the Angels are for sale. Owner Art Moreno announced Tuesday. Patricia.
Wow, that's going to be a big one. And it's hopefully a good push for the Angels to come back and be strong. Let's hope so. You know, we need our Angels back. And the fans gloriously welcome the news, by the way. The Angels have a distressed fan base, as we know it here in California. So I being one of them, but I'm a steadfast, loyal fan. So let's hope they come back.
Yeah, and this would be,
I'd like to see them win.
Yeah, this would be great for the Angels and for Major League Baseball. And there's one reason, because you can't not run off your fans. And so far, this owner, Moreno, couldn't care less about his fans. But you talk about a monkey, they got a monkey. They got a rally monkey.
They got a big rally monkey on the back. Yep.
Yeah, and they need to get that little spider monkey moving. He's a rally monkey, but they haven't had many rallies lately in Anaheim, you know, for the monkey to get his thing going. And, you know,
they need to use monkey toss, Eddie. What do you think?
Yeah. Hey, bro, I'm right with you, bro. We'll give them a monkey toss and a big bro for you, baby. and I hope and pray that the Angels get a great owner. Because all their fans really, really need that. And it's like a body slam in wrestling. You either do it or you don't do it. And so far, the Angels haven't done a thing, Patricia, but make themselves look like a south end of a northbound mule.
It's time for them to have a comeback. Like I said, I think it was, 2002? So come on, guys. Your new ownership will do it. Let's hope. Right? We can hope.
Well, yeah, let's hope it does. And so, what a show we had today, man. I want to discuss, we got a few seconds left to Mouthing Off Nation. Thank you for listening.
Absolutely.
Dallas Cowboys. I'm telling you, they're going to have a new coach by the name of Sean Payton before the fourth game of the year.
That's wonderful. And you know what, Eddie? I think we got to thank all our wonderful listeners out there, you know, Arms Radio, you know, everyone that listens to our show, and all the monkeys out there, or not. Thank you for listening.
Hey, absolutely. Hey, Patricia.
Yes.
You know what's going down?
I sure do, Eddie.
We'll see you next week on Mouthing Off.
Take care.
All over the world.